Our dear friend Emma is not around tonight, but I've got special guest Teddy on the air with me.
Unnamed guest number two,
but we just gave your name, so.
That's true, not
named.
Alas.
Named guest. Anyways, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's going to be a great night tonight. I got a good playlist set up. Mm-hmm. Kind of a weird mix of songs.
Yep.
But you'll see. It's going to be good.
We definitely don't have similar.
No. I mean, in some ways. I listen to everything.
That's true.
I just don't listen to every, except for country. Yeah, alas, can't do country.
Can't do that.
But it's good. It's better to have different tastes because then we'll play a more wide range. Right?
Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was your week this week?
My week was good.
Yeah. Anything exciting?
Yeah. Let's think. Oh, well, honestly, it was just, like, a good week, I would say. I mean, finals are coming up, and this essay, well, I think I told you, this essay that I have to do is going to be a lot easier than I thought it was
going to be. Oh, nice, nice.
So that's
always
sweet.
Fun.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, what about spring fling?
Spring fling? Oh, that was this
week. Yeah, that was this week.
Like so
feels
long
like
ago.
Forever
spring
ago.
Spring fling was a blast.
Yeah.
I had such a good time on spring fling.
No, so did I.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. And the performers were surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I was
the one
surprised.
The ones I was there for.
Yeah. I guess we didn't.
Didn't see Tinashe, right?
Yeah.
That's what we missed. But everybody else was they kicked it
for sure. Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was good. And Apple Jam was also fun.
Oh, true. True. Yeah. I got to see some Tufts bands.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't remember the names of them. But they were awesome.
They were awesome.
The last Apple Jam concert of the semester.
Oh, that's right.
Great time.
I'm wrapping up, jeez.
Yes. All right. Well, we've got some great tunes coming
tunes.
Your way. Hope everyone's having a great night.
majestic. That seconds old, and I'm the one that loves you. Oh, and I'm the one that loves you. I spend my time daydreaming, sure as the sea, it's just you and me. Oh, and I'm the one that loves you. Oh, and I'm the one that loves you. And if you had a bad week, just let me touch your cheek. Oh, and I'll be there waiting when you get frustrated. Things are changing, my darling, I'm saying I'll be singing you in all of my songs. Come what may, I'll still stay inside your mind for all of time, singing ooh, we will be alright. System, I know your rhythm, and I know that I'm the one that loves you. Oh, and I'm the one that loves you. And if you had a bad week, let me sing you to sleep. Oh, and I'll be there waiting if you start to get jaded. No, things are changing, darling. Saying I've been here all alone. Come what may, I'll still stay inside your mind for all of time, saying ooh, we will be alright. Not in vain, we'll still stay.
All right, so we just listened to some good songs. We started off with Life Itself by Glass Animals. So Good at Being in Trouble by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Pretty Ooh, cool
that's
name.
That's a really cool name, actually.
I wonder how they came up with that.
I know.
Also, Glass Animals, too. That's Glass that's Animals. Also a cool
I always
name.
Wonder how people come up with names. Like, bands, yeah. Bands come up with names.
It's the coolest thing.
It's got to be, like just a spur of the moment. Like, something
happens.
Oh, for
happens, sure. And they're like, oh, perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah. That's for sure. Okay, and then Dog Years by Maggie Rogers, which I guess is just her name.
Probably
her name. I shouldn't assume that, but I am assuming.
It's a cool name. So
yeah,
if you've
got
it,
you've got a cool name already, then why not?
It's a free pass.
Oh my gosh. No, I've been like trying to think of
right.
a name if I were to actually mm-hmm. do something with the music I write. And it's like really difficult. Yeah. I really am stuck.
That's your brand. You can't change it.
You can't
really.
Change once you can't, like, change it at all. You can't change it unless you're still not right. known by anyone. Right. And right. then you can be like, just kidding. Cause like you, I've like yeah. read about up yeah. about bands and they used to be called okay. something weird.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But
like,
also
once you go anywhere, it's like, that's your name.
Right. But also I think that like weird band names, they only sound weird before they're famous. Because right, then once yeah. they're once they're like well known, right, then right. everyone's like, oh yeah. Right. Like,
oh, Guns N' Roses. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. yeah. Like that's such a weird name right. if you really think about it. But yeah. since everyone knows them.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Right.
Just a thought. Mm-hmm. But I like, okay, so Kishibashi, mm-hmm. that's not his real name. So he like, yeah. His first name starts with a K and mm-hmm. then his last name is Ishibashi. So he just like squished them together.
Really
which
cool.
I was like, that's such a cool idea. And so I'm kind of playing around with my name. Right. I don't know if I could do that. Mm. Amanda Lily. Or like, I don't really know. I tried like if I just use my last name but I cut off the E and it's just L-I-L-I and it could be like Lily or like
did you say L-I-L-I?
Yes, L-I like Lily or something.
That's not how you spell your last name.
What?
That's not how you spell your last name.
Okay, and then take right. off the L. Okay, okay, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, yes. Sure.
But I would pitched
you,
that
what,
to
what would you be called? Like how like, would you pronounce it?
Like Lily.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like that might it sounds weird to me. I don't know. Because Lily is my name, so right. of course it sounds weird and right. I pitched it to a couple friends and they didn't like it so there goes that but it's really easy to sign it
right
which is important
that's
if
true.
You're thinking about becoming
you don't want to pull your autograph hand signing some long out like,
right.
a long name
exactly yeah. exactly so but it's fine I'm probably never gonna have to worry about this anyways I think you have an over under
yes over under
yes
and this is kind of yeah based off of earlier events
okay
but over under on everything bagels
interesting. I gotta say, well, see, I don't really know how people other
feel
than you feel
everything
about
bagels.
Everything bagels.
I mean, you can imagine
for
how
the,
people feel
for
like
the most
any person who can fog a mirror, right? You can imagine what they
sure.
think about everything bagels. It's amazing.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I think in this case, with you, they might be overrated. Just
really?
With you personally,
wow.
the way you feel about them.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Just the way that you talk about them.
Oh,
because there are plenty of other bagels. In
that's true.
The sea. And
that's true. But imagine if you could take all the best parts of all the bagels.
No, but that's not true.
No,
though.
Just like like hypothetically, if you had a bagel with all the best parts
no.
of all the other bagels, wouldn't that be the
no,
best
but,
bagel?
But that's
just hypothetically, wouldn't
hypothetically,
that be the best? Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
But I don't agree with what the best parts are. I think
right
because everything bagels don't have all my best parts that I enjoy.
Fruits
and nuts. Wildberry
fair.
Bagel.
Yeah.
If anyone else has had a wildberry bagel from Bagel Basket, please call in and support me on this.
Mm. And if anyone else has ever had an everything bagel, please
okay.
call in
all
and
right.
support me
That's
on
different. That's different. Okay. All right. Well, on that note, yes, call in. Our number is 855-915-9636. Tell us your opinions on bagels, everything bagels.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been to Bagelsaurus, we went there earlier today.
It was,
and that's what sparked this
I'm
conversation.
Still thinking about that bagel,
yes,
actually.
Me too. I
yeah.
am going to dream of that bagel
absolutely.
For a while.
Yes.
Anyways, we're going to get back to the tunes.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Let us know what you think of bagels.
I'm not afraid to die.
I'm not afraid to die.
And we're back. Look at that.
With a nice little break in the end of that song.
Yes.
That was not meant to be there.
Very artistic.
It's okay. Yes. I have not been in charge of the board in a while, mm-hmm. So it's fine.
Look at you.
We just listened to, I'd forget if I announced this already, so that we had No Woman by Whitney. Don't Bring Me Down by ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Mm-hmm.
As the kids are saying.
Mm-hmm. And that one was just a woo. I think a woo. It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
By Sophie Tucker, Feet Beta Lemay. Mm. I don't know how
to
say any of these
up,
things.
Because how do you spell that? You know?
A-W-O-O.
Oh, okay. I guess that's fair.
ooh. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into this.
Yeah.
Yes, and we got a vote for Everything Bagels from my younger sister.
Infinite percent more votes for Everything Bagels.
Yep, I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
I guess Everything
Bagels. The viewers have spoken, but that's all right. Okay.
Yeah, and okay, Don't Bring Me Down, that was a Teddy pick.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's a classic.
Yep, shout out to him for having a good music taste, I guess.
Yes, I don't know.
Do you have any shout outs you want to make, Teddy?
Yeah, well, we got a song request.
Ooh.
From my sister, Ginny, actually, Maine.
Hey, Ginny.
How's it going? she wants to hear...
Don't touch. Don't tell them.
She wants to hear a
surprise, and we'll announce it after.
That we'll announce it.
Yeah, so this is for Ginny. Enjoy it.
Yes.
I met her in a club down in Lonesome Hill, where you drink champagne. It tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello. We'll be right back.
honey, got me too. Girl, I need you. Girl, I see you.
Everybody, and we're back, and we actually have a special treat here on 88 miles per hour this week. We do have one named guest, but we actually have an unnamed guest.
Hello.
Yes, unnamed guest number one. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Of course, it's always such a pleasure.
Yes, I mean, thank you for coming back. It's really been quite an honor to have you.
I know.
Doing PSAs.
It's been a lot, I've got to say.
Yeah.
All semester,
yeah.
coming every week.
Across the pond.
It's quite a journey.
It's quite a commute.
But, you know, I've really got nothing better to do with my time, so I'd rather...
Right, I'm sure the life of a PSA reader...
Of course. It's a very difficult life.
No,
and,
absolutely. Lots of time on the road, I'm sure.
Lots of time on the road, yeah. And you've only got, like, a couple minutes of fame.
Right.
So you got to make sure it's worth it.
Right, exactly. You've got such limited time to wow us.
Exactly. And right. Speaking of limited time, I've got a really good PSA for you tonight. About how walking is good exercise, because I know with finals approaching, people really don't have enough time to exercise via other means, at the gym, etc. So this is what I've got. Wow,
that's good to know.
So although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult, which I have to say, I think you could do it way faster than that. That's definitely a generous estimate.
Yeah.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than a bike.
Wow.
So I just thought that would be an appropriate message as we approach... Yes.
Truly riveting.
In these warmer months, it's just important to keep in mind that even just walking a mile or two, so you can feel good about yourself, you know, if you don't have time to do other things.
Yeah. 100%.
So
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Unnamed guest number one.
You're welcome. And I think this might be my last week for a while, going on hiatus for the summer, but I should be back
Brexit's
in the fall. Exactly.
Right.
Yes, I've got a lot of things to do, a lot of preparations. But so thank you so much.
Wow.
And I'm going to give the microphone back to Amanda.
Yeah, so thank you, unnamed guest.
You're
number
welcome.
One.
All right.
Oh, God, Amanda, where'd you come from?
I know, right? Thank you, unnamed guest number one.
Oh.
Was so informative.
True. Every time.
Every time. She never fails to amaze
me.
Not
once. I have never
I've learned
failed.
So many things from her. She's like a wise old grandmother.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a young British form.
A young British woman's body.
Anyways, so before our visitor, we listened to some music. The surprise song request that we weren't allowed to say before.
What?
That was Lola by The Kinks, which hopefully listeners already knew that.
Hopefully.
Say Lola. Yes, and then following that was called Honey Babe, Don't Be Late by Junius Mayvant. Definitely.
Who apparently, I just learned, just picked up music.
Right, just picked it up.
Produced that, just like kind of pulled it out.
Yep, he had not been musically trained through his childhood, as many successful musicians are. He just kind of was visiting his parents when he was like in his 20s or something. Making some of this up because I read this a while ago.
Sure,
but anyways, and he just picked up a guitar and started noodling around. That's what they called it. So now he's making cool tunes. It's pretty cool fun fact,
yeah.
You know.
Huh.
Casual.
Very groovy.
Anyways, we've got time for probably one or two more songs. So get pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to
to pour me to the fiery deep. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniel's old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong.
Oh,
without doing wrong.
Drinking in heaven.
Start to grow roots. I'm feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Oh, tell me what is it that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through. So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as could be. Oh, come on now and wrap them around me, 'cause all I wanna do now is fall to sleep. Oh, come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniel's old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniel's old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the fiery deeps.
Drinking
to the fiery.
Drinking in heaven.
All right.
Alrighty.
So that was Old Number Seven by The Devil Makes Three. Another Teddy pick. Mm-hmm. Good job, Teddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening, everyone, whoever you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's many of you, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got any last words you'd like to share with our
thank
listeners?
Thank you for having me as named guest number.
Of course,
whatever.
Of course. Number two.
Number two.
Number one. I don't know.
Yeah.
A named guest.
Yes.
Whatever. Teddy. You're just Teddy.
That's me.
Yeah, it's been a good show.
Yeah, a good
weird
show.
Not having my girl Emma.
Right.
Here. She is currently at a
Red Sox
game. I realize I never told everyone that.
Junior Red Sox whip someone. I actually don't know who
I have
playing.
No idea.
Yeah.
It's really bad. I've never even been to a Red Sox game.
What?
I've grown up in New England.
Oh my goodness.
It's a crime,
yeah,
honestly.
I think you hit 21, that actually is a crime.
Yeah.
I think, in Boston.
Oh yeah. Well, I've been to the Celtics. That's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Bruins either. I'd love to see the Bruins.
Yes. Hockey's so much fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. Yeah. I'm not a huge baseball person.
Yeah, that's fair.
Baseball's
pretty boring.
Gotta be honest with you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right. So yeah, I'm not sure. I might be on the show next week if I drive down here, but there's a slim chance of that happening because I'm probably gonna get really lazy after I get home.
Right.
So yeah, I'll probably be back next semester, but it's been real.
Wow.
Hope everyone has a wonderful summer break. Get some sun, vitamin D, etc. And yeah, you've been listening to 88 Miles Per Hour. Hope you have a fantastic week. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yeah. Ooh, we make it by, make it by, make it by.